What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Verzi Effect Podcast Show. My name is Paul Verzi, and you guys are listening to episode 507. I don't know what number that is since we started doing video during the pandemic here from my studio that I built here during the pandemic, which had a little bit of flooding, but I'm not going to complain because I knew people in the city that had, you know, water up to the middle of their refrigerator. The last thing they want to hear is me going, yeah, I got like a little, like less than a centimeter, just a little seeping, put a towel down, corrected, no problem. These people's living rooms were fucking floating. So I'm not going to complain, but I'm coming in a little hot. I just saw something that got me upset. So for you people that like when you watch the Verzi Effect and you like to see me get a little angry, you like to see me get a little upset at somebody, well, then look no further for the next little bit, because I saw something that I was like, I'll just walk away. Who cares? Don't get mad at this. And then I was just like, no, I got to talk about this. I got to address it. But first, before I do that, I want to thank everybody who came out to the amazing Wise Guys Comedy Club in Utah. I had such an amazing time in Utah. I had such an amazing time at Wise Guys. It's so great. The staff, the people, the owner, the club, just everything about it. I love Salt Lake City. Truly, the people are some of the loveliest people. It's just one of the coolest places ever, man. I really, really love it. Want to spend more time there. So thank you all who came out. Also, I want to thank my diehard fans that came out to the stand the other night. Came out to the stand the other night to watch me run my hour. I did two nights ago, actually, on Tuesday night. Was it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday night. I ran my hour in the small little glass room. And it was so cool to have diehard fans of myself, the podcast, my stand-up come out there. Joe Bartnick jumped on the show. Our buddy Ray hosted the show. Then Bill Burr comes in, and Bill Burr sneaks in the back while I do my closer. He had his mask on, and he just sat in the back with his mask on while I did my closer. And he had nice things to say about it. It was a lot of fun to run the hour. Felt really good. I'm getting there. It's really close. I'll be shooting it September 18th at Levity Live. So that is basically less than a week and a half. Not this Saturday, the following Saturday. So looking forward to that. I will also be at Levity on the Thursday and Friday prior, the 16th and 17th, then shooting the special two shows on the 18th. And September 15th, I'll be in Philadelphia. So yeah, I just want to thank the fans, man. You guys are getting stronger and more just more diehard fans. Like, you know, there's nothing like being in a comedy room where people know you, know your personality, know your type of comedy, know your humor. And then they just love what you do and want to watch what you do, and they enjoy what you do. And that's what it was. So I'm really excited about that. Yes, I am wearing my New York Football Giants hat. Actually, to be honest, this is my son's hat. But representing the Giants, I already picked them on the Anything Better podcast with me and Burr. You could see all of our picks. We are now working with BetMGM, so you could see all of our picks on Anything Better, and the BetMGM thing will even have our picks, so you can go Team Burr, Team Verzi, but I definitely picked my Giants, who's an underdog this week against the Broncos. I love their chances. Let's get into this thing that I just saw, okay? Because I just saw some disgusting fucking human being. This woman, Dave Smith from Legion of Skanks, shout out to Dave Smith. Dave Smith posted this thing, and there was this woman who was just so fucking controlling and just ugly in every sense of the word ugly. I'm not talking appearance. I'm talking like she was just ugly. She was talking about, yeah, you know, the problem with calling little girls princess. Okay. There's a problem with calling little girls princess. Okay. And what these Disney movies depict is some girl who needs to be rescued from a man. Okay. They got to call her princess. They don't call her things like doctor. They don't call her things like lawyer or scientist. They call her princess. Okay. And I want to be like, first of all, you fucking lunatic, I'm going to call my daughter, who's 7 or 8 princess, because I'm using it as a show of affection to say, you're my princess. I'll give you what I want to help you, whatever I can do for you. You're beautiful like a princess. You're like royalty. Like it's like a form of affection. You fucking ugly psychopath. Okay. Some ugly, dumb woman coming on the internet going, don't call little girls princess. Okay. Because it's like really like demeaning and it like holds them down. Like they need a man. You know, my husband actually called her princess and unfortunately I had to call him aside and lecture him. Oh, and then she's like, oh, and I don't mean to be controlling you fucking. Okay. So you can't call a little girl princess as affection saying you're beautiful. And your daddy's princess. And I look at you like that as a show of love. You can't do that. When your husband does it, you call him aside and lecture him. She was like, yeah, my sisters do it. We all had to sit down and I had to not to be controlling, but yeah, it is to be controlling. You ugly fucking lunatic. You're not going to call, you're calling her princess. Not to be, she's a 6-year-old girl. Yeah. What are we talking about here? That's the problem. And what really is a bigger problem than this psychopath lunatic. Okay. She's a lunatic. She's a psychopath. That person is in comedy clubs, guys. So when you want to know what's wrong with this woman, what's wrong with this woman's problems? What's wrong with this woman seeing me do my WNBA joke and hear some misogynist, all that stuff. It's her saying you can't call a little girl princess. It's like, what is going on? It's just really like, that's the type. And it was like promoted. It was promoted as something on TikTok as like, you know, whatever it was. And guys, this isn't a political thing. All right. I don't care what you are politically, Democrat, Republican, independent. If you take that shit too seriously, you're a fucking moron too, to be quite honest with you. You're a moron. All right. So this is not about that. This is just about like, you can't call a little girl princess. You know, it's like, what does that mean? Can you call a little boy? Can you say, what can you call a little boy that's not going to make him feel, you know? You think if I said to my son, man, you're my little king, you know, you're the prince of the house, buddy, as a joke, meaning, oh, I'm the king. You're the prince. Is my son going to walk around like he's royalty? Is my son going to go fucking looking for a woman to save or kiss because she's been in internal sleep? You fucking lunatic. I swear to God, man, like I was having a good day. Just relaxing at home, off today, you know, doing this podcast. I'm going to sit down, talk a little football, whatever, talk a little shit, have a good time, talk to the fans. And then I just see this post and I'm like, I can't even say like, hey, you guys, they get mad if you say, hey, you guys, you know? Like they wouldn't have been able to do that scene in Goonies. We said, hey, you guys, because there was a couple of women in the Goonies. So, I mean, like, that's where we're at right now. I mean, it's like what I really want to fast forward. OK, because none of us are going to be here in 100 years. OK, none of us are going to be here in 100 years unless you have really good doctor with really good medicine. But whatever age you are right now, chances are you're not going to be here in 100 years. And I would love to see what the landscape looks like. I would love to see what words could be said or what words cannot be said. Okay. Because the level of like literal and serious people are taking things is just really like, you know, I mean, I could not imagine a world where I could look at my daughter and go, you daddy's little princess, and have her feel that she needs a man to rescue her. And if that's the case, you're just a shitty parent that never told anybody anything like that. You know, that woman should be fucking thrown in a cage. All right. And given the bare minimum in life, that's what that woman needs. That woman needs to be like barely fed, just enough to survive. Give her water so she's not like dehydrated, and let her sit in like a third world situation and let her feel what that real shit is like, what real problems are like. Okay. You know, some of these countries where their kids leave and they don't know if a bomb is going to take their fucking limbs off. And this chick is saying that you shouldn't call your daughter princess because it's going to hold her back because she's going to think she needs a man. It's really fucking gross, man. I don't even know what political affiliation she was either. Okay. I don't know. It's not about that. Okay. I'm just saying that shit is like, we're living in a time like that, then this is wild. All right. This is really like, but the beauty of it is you could just go, like, now things like that make you go against it hard. I love saying a joke that crowds don't like now. Oh, I love it. I was at the Cellar the other night and I had a joke and it hit real hard with most people. But then there were a few people who like muttered, and I just loved calling them dummies and children because they don't realize they're listening to a fucking joke. Oh, I'm coming in hot, guys. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do this on episode 508. I wanted to talk some football, man. We're going to be able to make some chili and eat some wings and sit on the couch on Sundays. Every Sunday is a holiday now. That's what I wanted to talk about. Talk about, you know, sitting down around the fall, watching the leaves change. You know, we're right on the verge here of Halloween. This is my type of weather. I'm a fall guy. You know, October, November, beginning of December, then into Christmas. I mean, it's a beautiful time of year. Let's talk about those things. But no, I can't. I got to look at the internet and I got to see some shit that I can't handle. And what could I do? What can I do? It's nothing I could do. I have to talk about it. I have to talk about it. I mean, it was like seeing that, it just makes me realize like what's out there, you know, what's out there. You know, we were going to do the daddy-daughter dance in our neighborhood got changed because of some lunatic couple going like, why does it have to be a daddy-daughter? Why can't? And it was like, oh, well, because the mothers and sons go bowling and the daddies and daughters go to a dance. It's kind of a nice tradition. Well, why can't it be? Why can't sons go to the dance? And it just turned into like having to leave the school and go and do it at a public place. I mean, it's nothing against anybody. Nobody's trying to hold anybody back. Nobody's going to the daddy-daughter dance going, yeah, we're going to hold back these boys from hanging with their dads. Nobody's doing that. They're going, no, we're going to do a kind of a cool thing. The boys go bowling and the girls go to a dance with their dad. That's kind of like the thing. Nope, can't have that. No, how could you have that? How could you have that? Because somebody's left out. My son doesn't want to go to the daddy-daughter dance. And if there's a son that wants to go to the daddy-daughter dance, maybe they can put together. That doesn't mean you have to lose a tradition of one thing. I don't mean to sound like an old guy, but I'm like, what's going to be okay soon? I don't like white toasters. What? What do you mean, like white toasters? So you have a thing against white? Like, why? You know, how do you think blue feels? These fucking lunatics. All right, guys. I'm sorry. I'm done. You know, it's crazy. It's wild. Let's talk about some positive things here. Okay. Not only is football coming back, NFL, but college football. Tomorrow, I'm going to Penn State with my buddies Bill Burr and Joe Bartnick. We're going to perform at Penn State tomorrow night, all three of us, performing with those guys for the first time in a long time. And then we are going to be at the Penn State game Saturday. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm going to have a good time. You know, going to enjoy my seat. I don't know what number the seat's going to be, but it better not be number 7. What do you have against number 7? Do you know how that makes, you know how that makes number 7 feel? Fuck, I mean, when is it? I'm not done talking about it. How about that? How about I'm not done talking about it? How about, okay, we got to fight back. Fight back with everything. Everything. Fight back. Tell these fucking lunatics. Tell them to their face. Let them call you crazy. You shouldn't call your daughter princess. Why? My daughter is a princess to me. She's beautiful like a princess, and I'm using it as a term of endearment. I'm using it as a term of affection to tell my little girl what I think of her. Okay? How about fuck you? You can deal with and fuck with your little girl's head the way you want to do it. Okay? I'm not going to do that, you psychopath. My daughter is smart enough to know that she's not going to be living in a castle where a guy's got to come and slay a fucking dragon and kiss her to get her out. She's fucking smart enough to know that. She's smart enough to know what princess means. She's smart enough to know that princess means my daddy loves me and looks at me like that. She also knows that she's not going to need a man. so like in her life to give her things and that she's strong enough. It's all how you parent. Maybe you're just such a weak fucking parent. Okay. Maybe you're such a weak parent that everything is literal in your house, because maybe, just maybe for a second, you're psychologically fucked up and damaged. And by the looks of you, it looks that way. How about that? Can it be that? Can it be that normal shit and logical down to earth shit instead of your deranged, twisted psychosis shit? How about that? Okay. You ugly bitch. You clearly weren't loved. You're clearly not satisfied in your life, and you're clearly not fucking happy. How about that? Fucking, where does it end? I'm tired of this shit, man. I swear to God, I'm really fucking tired of it. This next generation coming up or whatever it is, have lunatic parents. It's not even the kids' fault. It's these lunatic parents that are telling kids things. Like, you know, like everything, love everything. Cause if you don't, the other thing is going to be hurt. It's like, you're not going to be able to say you don't like a certain fucking pie. I don't like cherry pie. Well, some people do. And if they hear you say that, they're going to feel weird because they like cherry pie. So keep that to you. It's like, that's how sick, that's the world we're living in. It's half of it is sick. Okay. I mean, what is going on? And the nice thing about this is the smart people and the logical people all get this on both sides. Okay. I have friends, Republican and Democrat and independent, who all agree with this because it's a normal thing. And then there's the crazy shit. The other thing, it's almost like a cult. I look at shit like that, like almost like a cult, you know, where they're like, they're in a cult and the leader of the cult says, yeah, send your wife over here. I need to have sex with her. There's just a calling. I don't know why they wanted me to have sex with her, but I had to. And the husband's like, yeah, you know, my wife just had to have sex with him. We don't know why, but there was a calling, and they believe it. They fucking believe like that. This is close to that shit. This is close to that shit. I mean, I know I come in hot. I say, I'm not going to come in hot. And then, you know, and then I hear this because it affects my job too. Do you know what I mean? Not that it affects me, because I'll be fine anyway. I'm going to be fine anyway. I'll just shoot you down, call you what you are in the club, probably make you cry and leave, like what happened in Omaha, Nebraska. A lady yelled out basically that she didn't believe me and my kids had COVID. And then I told her, you know, she said, shut the fuck up. I told her, shut the fuck up. And the next thing you know, I'm destroying her. And she's out in the lobby crying, saying, can't people just get along? Yeah, they can get along until you yell out shit at a comic that clearly knows what he's doing and is a professional, has been doing it for a long time. And you got exactly what's coming to you. I'm going to be okay. I'm just talking about affecting my job because I'm trying to have fun with the crowd that's into it and listening to comedy. And then you get a couple of these lunatics in there just sitting there saying like, why would he say something funny? Why would he say something funny when the sign behind him says comedy club? Why would he have us laughing and bring light to things while we're drinking alcohol? Fucking lunatics. Shout out to The Stand, by the way. When I was there running my hour, they brought out pizzas. They brought out duck. They brought out shrimp. They brought out all kinds of stuff. Then they brought out desserts. They had a warm cookie with ice cream. They had tiramisu. They had all kinds of shit out there. Then we went out on the patio, smoking cigars. So many people came down. The club just does it right. So awesome. Visit when you're in town. All the comedy clubs in New York are actually great, man. I got to be honest, Gotham and The Cellar and New York Comedy Club and all the clubs that work me. No, all the clubs, man. If you come to New York, you got to hit the comedy scene here. It's just so good. So much fun to be a part of it. And yeah, you know, you're, and again, you're going to always deal with a couple of things like that. And I am just, you know what it is, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. I don't like troublemakers. I don't like when things are fine and normal and then a troublemaker comes in. And usually troublemakers are mentally damaged. Okay. Now, listen, I have mental illness. All right. I suffer from anxiety. I suffer from depression. You guys know that. I get bouts with things and I'm like a happy go lucky, easygoing guys. So when I get it, it hurts me because it's really not the norm. But anytime my mental illness hurts anybody, it's just hurting me. It's just hurting me, and I'll take it and I'll deal with it and I get through and I talk to people, doctors, my family, and I'll get through. All right. Like we all do. There's no other choice to get through. You go through things in life and then that's it. Life is short. You go through it, you enjoy it and whatever. Okay. But when my mental illness strikes, I'm only hurting me, maybe my wife. All right. No, but you know, there's a couple of people very close to you that feel it, but I'm not somebody that puts it out there. But people that cause trouble, people that want to hurt, people that go to protests with bricks in their car and they hand people bricks because they're not going to throw a brick, but they want the damage to be done. Those type of people. That's what I have a hard time with. The people that want to see chaos and the people that want to start problems and the people that are unhappy and unsatisfied with their disgusting, shitty, unhappy, just unsatisfied, uncomfortable lives, what they need to do is they need to burn everything else around it. It's like the Joker in a Dark Knight, right? He just wanted to see the world burn. Well, a lot of these people, in a very nutshell, minute version of that, do that. And that's why people call you out. Why'd you do that? Why'd you say this? Why'd you say that? Not knowing that these people are good people. Not knowing that somebody that calls their daughter princess isn't a bad person who thinks that the daughter is going to need a man to help them. All of those things. I'm not good with the bully. And I love punching the bully in the face. And I did go after bullies. I'll tell a story. I don't know if I've said this on the show. If I told this story a long time ago on the show, then whatever, but I will reiterate the story. I think it's a pretty cool story. I think you guys will like it. When I was in like junior high school and stuff, but there was a friend of mine and she was a nice, really nice person. I know her to this day. She's a sweetheart. And she was crying one day at school. You know, I think she had issues with her eyes or something. She had just like a medical condition or something happened. And she was just crying and stuff. And I said, what? And she told me that this guy, big guy, bigger than me, was making fun of her and she was crying and like, you know, embarrassed her in front of people. So I said, oh yeah, that's what he did. Okay. No problem. And what I did was I said, I'm not going to let him leave school today unless he gets on his hands and knees and barks like a dog in front of everybody that, you know, and they're like, you're going to do, and he was bigger than me. I didn't care. You know, I was like, dude, I called a dude over. I go, get on your hands and knees and bark like a dog or you're not leaving. And I was like, no, you want to be a bully and pick on her? And she's got to bark like it. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, Paul, you turned into the bully. But trust me, if you saw the situation, it was really dope. And he got on his knees and he barked and her tears turned into laughter and everybody laughed and he felt humiliated. And guess what? He never bothered her again. I love that shit. Okay. But what people get fooled with is people think the bully is the big tall guy with the, you know, either the sweater around his neck, the country club kid, or just the bruising football player stuffing nerds in lockers. But no, there's new bullies now. The new bullies now are somebody that's going to go to a show or go see somebody say something on the internet or, try to say gross things because they don't agree with somebody and they turn it on somebody. Okay. Like that's Joe Rogan shit. You know how gross it is that people wanted him to get sicker because he's not for the vaccine? Now, I'm not going to get into whether I agree with Joe Rogan about his vaccine stance or not. It's not about that. Okay. It's not about anything other than somebody that, you know, has a platform and speaks out about something, but then got sick. And the fact that just to prove their point or the fact that for a political reason, people were rooting for him to die or get sicker. It's really gross. It's really gross. And the same way, if I say a joke on stage or any of my peers say a joke on stage at a comedy club and a word is used that somebody in the audience doesn't like, that person could go on the internet and say they use this word. Let's boycott their shows. Let's try to get them fired. Is that not a bully? That's a secret nerdy bullshit bully. That's a bully. That's a bully because they ain't fucking with people's money. You're fucking with people's lives. Okay. You know, I put a tweet out and I'm going to talk about it now. I put a tweet out and I said to everybody, and a lot of people, I got some backlash, but a lot of people agreed with me too, but I'll talk about it. This is the Verzi effect. You know, I'm going to talk about it. That's why you guys like the show. Okay. The same way when me and Burr do anything better, it's real talk. When you listen to the Verzi effect, it's real talk. Okay. I don't give a fuck. I'll talk to you about whatever. And yes, we're going to have some guests lined up. It's just, I'm doing so much shit right now, getting ready to do the special, traveling and stuff, that I'm just talking to you guys. But I did a tweet, and the tweet did one of the biggest tweets I ever did. And I said, if all you people would concentrate on your careers as much as you concentrate on Joe Rogan and what he's doing, you'd be a lot further along. Like that guy, him and all of the other celebrities that you talk about, they're doing fine. Work on your shit. You'll be fine. And people, majority of people, I can't be mad at this because the majority of people agreed with me. The majority of people shared it. The majority of people retweeted it and liked it. But there was a handful of people going like, yeah, well, we can look at something when they have such a big platform and that, you know, people could get hurt. If you are dumb enough to listen to somebody that is a UFC announcer or commentator and a podcast host and a comedian and take their word for law, you deserve whatever you get. Okay. You're listening to a podcast. Now I know that I don't have the reach Joe Rogan has, but if I'm on the Verzi effect and diehard fans are listening and I'm going like, I don't know, man, I gotta be honest. I think jumping off that one bridge, I don't think it's tall enough to kill you, dude. I think I might do it one day. And one of you fucking people that love the Verzi effect jumped off and died. I mean, like, you, how nuts would you be to believe it? You'd be like, oh, Verzi's talking some shit. Like, I love the show, but I think he's wrong. If you disagree with Joe Rogan and the vaccine, do one of two things. Don't listen anymore, or listen and just disagree and say, ah, when he's not talking about that, I'm going to listen to the other stuff. That's fine. But the fact that people are like, oh, good, he got COVID. See, fuck. It's like, you know, it just seems to me that people either politicize things or want to be right. But a lot of people are bullies. And what they do is they try to put, you know, they try to put the bully sticker on the other people, but they're being bullies. They're being bullies. If you hear a joke that you don't like and you go, if that person doesn't apologize to me, they better apologize to me or I'm going to start writing blogs and go to newspapers. That's a bully, man. That's a bully. Going on and telling parents they're no good if they call their daughter princess. That's a bully. That's really fucked. It's psychotic. So, you know, I that's my thing is like, you know, when bullies get away with things and they try to disguise themselves as the victim, that's a big problem. You know, it's like that woman that was crying in the lobby. She was the victim all of a sudden. But when I said me and my whole family had COVID, she goes, oh, shut the fuck up. Okay. So now she's trying to go at me saying I'm lying. I think after finding everything out, she didn't really believe in COVID. So she didn't like that I was saying COVID. But when I made fun of Joe Biden, she was loving it. I made fun of Joe Biden. She was loving it. Okay. Cause I'm not political like that. I'll make fun of my first special. The only criticism, oh, you had a little Democratic agenda making fun of Trump's tweets. No, you're not listening. Now in this hour, oh, he's making fun of Biden and says he misses Trump. Oh, so now what? So now this is how fucked up. And this is why I love what I do. This is how fucked up it is. Okay. So now when you saw me do, I'll say this. Oh, it was a great special. The special did great. But you know, he's a little Democratic. Now with this one, now watch. Now what are those same people gonna say? You know, like then is it gonna be opposite? Oh, I loved it and I love it. That's what happens. So this woman heard me making fun of Biden, liked it. Then I said I had COVID. She said, fuck you, or oh, shut the fuck up. Then I destroyed her. She's outside crying and she's the victim crying. That's what happens. So fight back, punch the bullies in the fucking face, whether that means through a text or whatever. Now, I can't really do it, especially with fans or people that listen to me, but with other shit, I'm going to do whatever I can because I can't handle the shit. I'm having a hard time handling it, as you could see on episode 508. Anyway, holy shit, I've been ranting for a long time. What else is going on? It's just so nice. So to not watch the news, do yourself a favor, guys. I'm telling you right now, do yourself a favor. I started meditating. I'm not telling you to meditate, but if you just lie in a room with no TV, no news, no bullshit, no noise, just close your eyes, get your mind blank and just fucking decompress. It's incredible. Okay. If you just refuse to buy into any news channel that always says the same shit and you just kind of think for yourself, seriously, like read a book, write something, start a project, do a puzzle. I'm not even joking. I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm just telling you those things helped me. And it's amazing how far those things can take you and how important those things are. Because when you are away from the bullshit and you're just step away and you're like, and I know I'm being hypocritical because you're like, Paul, you just talked 25 minutes on your podcast about somebody that said something. First of all, it wasn't in the news. It was through social media. As I was scrolling, I saw it. And that's what triggered me off. But like, and I know that stuff's going on out there. So I don't know why I got that mad. It's just the fact that like that, when it comes to telling your little daughter something, but yeah, stay away from it. I haven't spoke politics now for about 5 or 6 years on social media. And it's been one of the greatest. I've mentioned to you guys before, I would get into fights and I would ignore my kids. Like I would be in such a fight with somebody from Arizona that I didn't know. Just go, fuck yeah, he thinks of writing books. Right? I've never wrote. I didn't write this much in high school. And I'm writing, you know, my daughter's like, daddy, I need water. And I'm just sitting here, give me a second. And I'm just going, you know, type it. I don't do it anymore. You're never going to change that person's mind. Okay, fine. You know, fine. Don't fight with it. Just, you know, just enjoy yourself, man. Enjoy your life. These people are sick lunatics. They're disgusting, sick lunatics. You're not going to win. They have a platform. Okay. They need therapy. They need to pretty much be in the real world. I would say probably a lot of them have not really seen too much heartache. I would say from the things that I've dealt with, I don't see a lot of these people. I'm not talking about like emotional. I'm talking about like where they live, heart, like neighborhoods, fear, having to defend themselves, having to be strong, having things, because it seems to me from what I'm seeing is very coddled. And again, this is just my experience, but very coddled, you know, kind of grew up good type of people that are just causing trouble because they're not happy for whatever reason, you know? Yeah, I had to unfortunately, and like did it, like she did it like this. I had to unfortunately, like I had to take my husband aside and lecture him. Oh, you had to do that? You psychopath, that's what you had to do? Where is that? Is that okay? Where is that? Is that okay for your son to see that? So it's not okay for your daughter to be called princess, but is it okay for your son to see you lecture your husband? Is it okay for your son to see a woman talking down at a guy who probably goes out there and makes a living, tries to provide or help provide for his family and stuff? And it's okay for your kids to see you talk to your husband like that? That's okay, because it's you, because you're in control, you filthy bitch. Because you're in control. That's okay. That's okay for your son to see your husband get fucking belittled by a woman like that. If he sees that, then that's okay. Okay? But not the other way around. So your daughter can see that and think it's okay to talk down to men and the man in her life. That's fine. But don't call her a princess because she can't need a man. Yeah, she didn't say that part. She didn't leave that part out. I mean, she left that part out, I should say. Yeah, the whole show's about it. I'm sorry. I can't, what can I do? I can't help it. What do you want me to do? Want me to fucking lie? Want me to sit here and say that it didn't. I literally saw that and said, I got to do a podcast now. I said, I got to do a podcast now. If I can't take this out on anybody else, okay. There's only so much that my friends will take on the phone. I'm not going to say this shit about my wife in front of my wife, because the kids will see it and she'll be like, Paul, why are you wasting your time? The Verzi Effect fans, I'm sorry that you guys are taking this punch. Not that you're taking a punch. Listen, I'm giving you free content. I'm talking some shit. Now I will move on. What else? So, I'm happy to, getting ready to do the special, guys. I'm not going to lie. I'm so excited to do it and put it out there that I'm just ready to move on, have no more material or have very few jokes and start over. Cause that's what it is. When you have an hour of material, right? When you're building an hour, you're just kind of building a house. and then it's done and you knock it down and you build another one. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to, but what sucks is I got to be in shape for this. Okay. You guys can't see it now. You just see a scraggly beard, but stomach and titties are going down. I'm losing some weight. Okay. I got like 9 days left or something. So I'm just trying to get it down. But what sucks is I'm going to Philly. I can't get a cheesesteak. You know, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania at a game. Can't really drink or tailgate, maybe a couple fucking seltzers, but I can't, you know, I can't go crazy. You know, tonight I'm home with the family. I'm going to be home before I go away for the weekend and can't eat a big meal or go. I got to like, oh, salads and stuff. So it's like the discipline. Like I'm in the last stretch, getting the material ready. The joke's ready. I'll probably throw new jokes in. I don't care. We'll have a good time with the hour. And then it'll be behind me and then it'll be time to start over again. So, yeah, I'm excited to do that. I'm excited to go to all of these. You know, what's so nice is like, and I'm just being honest, like the more experience that I get in stand-up, the more fans that I get and the more recognized that I get for what I do, it's mainly my fans, you know? So Philadelphia, man, don't leave me hanging. Punchline Philly. I'm going for only one show, okay? Wednesday night, September 15th, Philadelphia, represent, come out. I'll give you time too, man. You guys show up and that room looks good. I'm doing time. I'm running this hour. You're going to see me 3 days before I do my special. So come out. It's going to be a great time. Levity Live, if you can't make the 18th, I'll be there the 16th and the 17th. Come out. Boston, Massachusetts. What's going on, kid? Your boy's going to be at the Wilbur. Going to be at the Wilbur Theater. First time headlining, kid. Go out to the Wilbur Theater October 22nd. And I just got dates in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. I'll be at the Improv, I believe the 16th through the 18th. But I'll be there. Those dates just came in today. So they're not even up yet, but they'll be up. But you guys got to come to those things. And if you're in New England, you got to come to the Wilbur, man. I'm going to come out to the Wilbur. Have a great time. I've been there many times with friends that I've opened for. Last time I was there, I was with Sal Vacano from Practical Jokers. That was great. And now I'm going back myself. So I hope to see you guys. I hope to see you guys there. And again, for football picks, go to Anything Better. It's a podcast that me and Bill Burr do. We're doing this thing with BetMGM now. Which is just so cool, man. So I pick four games a week. Burr picks four games a week. I believe this week I picked the Giants, Packers, Steelers, and Ravens, I believe. And Bill picks his four games, and we're doing the Jimmy the Greek Award, which means one of us get an award at the end. And it's four games each week. We go, and that's what we're doing. I believe that pretty soon you could go to BetMGM and see Bill or me. You could be Team Verzi. You could, if you want to see me get beat, you could be Team Burr, whatever. But we're doing that on Anything Better. We talk a lot of shit about sports on the last episode. So I hope you guys listening to both episodes, and I hope you guys are enjoying both episodes because, or both podcasts, I should say, because, you know, we definitely put time, effort, and energy. Shout out to the Greek Freak producer extraordinaire, Andrew Themlis. The kid's brilliant. The kid is brilliant. He's great. He's a great person. He's Greek, which makes it even that much better. So I don't know what else you guys need. I'm sorry. I'm not going to come in the next podcast. 509. I'm not going to come in too angry. I might, if there's another disgusting, fucking awful human being saying shit that is just really, really like awful. It's like a corruption of society. It's like a corruption of life. Okay. It has nothing to do with like what anything real. Okay. That is a controlling weird thing to do or to say. It has nothing to do with that. It's about them. That's what it is. Okay. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not trying to talk shit. I know my voice got a little lower because I got scared because I'm going to talk about my wife. But do you guys understand, if my wife ever heard me call my daughter Sophia Princess, and then she called me aside and started to lecture me on that, I would get divorced. I would be like, first of all, kids, go in the other room, go play. Are you out of your fucking mind talking to me like that? I'm calling my daughter princess because that's what I think of her as, a beautiful princess who deserves everything. It's coming from love. Get the fuck away from me. And if you ever come at me with this shit again, I'm handing you fucking divorce papers. And my wife is the best and she would never do that. I'm obviously using a hypothetical, but I'd be like, are you out of your mind? You crazy, crazy bitch. Are you having a seizure right now? Are you having an aneurysm in your fucking brain talking to me like that? Anyway, it's been episode, you know, it'd be funny if somebody listened to this episode and they just heard the end. They were like, whoa, what's happened to Paul? No, listen to the beginning. Okay. Yeah. If you listen to the second half of 508, you're going to be like, did Paul have a fucking aneurysm? No. Yeah. So that, I mean, it got me. Anyway, I'm in a good mood. Can't wait to see you guys at another show. Guys, if you come to my comedy shows, like the amazing people in Utah, okay, like the diehard fans at New York, at the Stand, if you come out to Philly, if you come out to Boston, if you, all those things, depending on the Delta variant, depending on COVID and everything, definitely come say hi. If you listen to the podcast and you like it, you know, I mean, I may have a mask on. We got to see what's going on with this Delta thing. And now they got a Gamda, a Lambda. They got a, I don't know, all these different names are coming. Who knows? We all could be dead. But yeah, man, say what's up. Say hi. I appreciate it, man. Hopefully I can do meet and greets when this thing is over. Shake your hand, take pictures and do all that stuff. So be safe. You and your families, enjoy football. Football starts tonight with the I almost said the Patriots because it's Brady, with the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. I love the Bucs tonight. But enjoy it. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the season. And tell all of your beautiful little daughters that they are a beautiful princess. Okay. Not because they need a man, because that's how you look at them. Okay. And tell all the other crazy people to go get a life and go into a hospital because they're sick, disgusting individuals. I love you all. I'm Paul Berthy. Take care.